The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
The San Jose Barracuda in overtime win this one on this Saturday night, a full house for Star Wars night by a final score of 4-3. Philip Biestead, the overtime winner, a minute and 11 seconds into the overtime period. And the Barracuda complete the two-game weekend sweep of the Abbotsford Canucks. They have now won a season-long four straight games, and they extend their point streak now to 10 consecutive games as they take down the Canucks in the overtime period by a score of 4-3. Abbotsford, they gave them everything they could handle. They scored twice in the third period to force overtime, but ultimately the Barracuda find a way to pick up the victory. So they've won four in a row overall, four straight now here on home ice, and they will wrap up this three-game homestand on Wednesday against the Calgary Wranglers. Let's recap this game. Abbotsford jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first as Jonathan Lekker-Mackey found the back of the net at 5:09 on the power play. And Abbotsford would carry that lead into the first intermission despite being outshot by the Barracuda 12-7 in that first period. But in the second, San Jose would take advantage of its power play chances. And Oliver Wahlstrom would come through not once, but twice, extending his goal streak now to three straight games. He would tie it up at 2:15 with this strike, his fourth of the year, from Luka Cagnoni and Igor Chernyshov. Chernyshov. Now for Cagnoni, 17:48 left here in the second. There's a shot from distance. Wahlstrom, he scores! Oliver Wahlstrom has goals in three straight, and we are all tied up at 1-1. It comes just 18 seconds into the Barracuda's third power play. So Wahlstrom sneaks one through from distance, his third straight game with the goal, his fourth of the season. Cagnoni and Chernyshov with the assists, and we were all tied up at 1-1 at that point. The Barracuda will go back onto the power play later in the second period, and guess who is once again Wahlstrom finding Paydirt, and again it was Chernyshov and Cagnoni picking up the assists as the Barracuda would take their first lead in the middle frame. So the Kudap, Cagnoni, Musty, Chernyshov, and White out there. Over the line is White up that right side. He's bodied off the puck there by Jimmy Schultz, but it pops free to the point. Out of the box, Berard and Hache. So it's a 5-on-4 now. Hache scampers off. Wahlstrom steps on. He's got the lone goal for the Barracuda. Cagnoni controls. Down low for Chernyshov. Chernyshov, seam pass. Wahlstrom shoots. He scores! Oliver Wahlstrom upstairs! And the Barracuda have a 2-1 lead in this second period. Oliver Wahlstrom with a snipe upstairs on Tolopilo, short side, and the Barracuda had a 2-1 advantage. They would carry that lead into the second intermission, so a 2-1 score. The Barracuda would outshoot the Canucks in that second 12-5, and they were up by a goal heading into the third. The Barracuda have struggled really all season long on the penalty kill, and the Canucks would draw a penalty in the third. So San Jose had a big kill coming up, and they would find a way to extend their lead. Igor Chernyshov coming down the right wing side would snap one home for his first shorthanded goal of the year, his team-leading eighth of the season, as Hache and Iorio pick up the assists. And just like that, the Barracuda had their first two-goal cushion of the night as they had a 3-1 lead after the Chernyshov strike. Hache up front. Patrick Giles and Igor Chernyshov off the draw. The Barracuda fired up the glass. Chernyshov may have a shorthanded chance. He's over the line, works and shoots. He scores! Igor Chernyshov beats goaltender Tolopilo stick side, and the Barracuda have their second shorthanded goal of the season, and they've got a two-goal lead here in the third. Chernyshov has his team leading eighth of the season. He continues to torment the Canucks. Had a hat trick against him back on November the 11th. It's his fifth goal against Abbotsford. Just a beautiful shot coming down the right wing. So the Barracuda in a great spot, a shorthanded goal from Igor Chernyshov. They were up 3-1. But on that same power play in which the Canucks had just given up a goal, they would find a way to counter and get back within one. Right in between the circles, Vilmer Ulriksson would receive a pass from Chase Waters, and he would snap one past Gabe Carrier to get Abbotsford again back within one to make it a 3-2 score at 7:45. And then at 13:24, the Canucks would find a way to level the score. Kirill Kuzdrotsev is first of the season, ripping one past Carrier through a screen, and we were all even at 3-3. Again, time of that goal at 13:24. So we would go to overtime. The Barracuda fell to the Canucks earlier this season in extra time. Although it didn't occur in overtime, it happened in a shootout. The Canucks won overtime win this year. It came in their first game of the season. The Barracuda were coming off an overtime victory on Wednesday. So what would give? And in the overtime period, it was the Barracuda sealing the game winner. Filip Bystedt slipped his way through some defensive traffic and would beat goaltender Tolopilo on the blocker's side to seal the 4-3 overtime win. Five left here in overtime. Filip Bystedt will carry it over the blue line. He's got a step, works in. Bystedt shoots. He scores! It's an overtime winner for Filip Bystedt, and the San Jose Barracuda sweep the weekend series with the Canucks as Bystedt lights the lamp a minute and 11 seconds into overtime. Great finish from Filip Bystedt, the overtime winner for the second year forward, and the Barracuda seal the 2 points and sweep the weekend series with the Abbotsford Canucks. They are now 3-0-0-1 against Abbotsford through four games on the eight-game season series. Barracuda have won four in a row now here at home, and have points in all 10 consecutive games in the month of November. Final shots in this one as the Barracuda win 4-3 in overtime. Barracuda outshoot the Canucks 35-20. They go 2-for-5 on the power play. Abbotsford goes 2-for-4 on the power play themselves. Canucks do give up a shorthanded goal. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 46 minutes, 4,200 saw it here at TechCU Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star for the Canucks, he had an assist, a goal that tied the score in forced overtime, and had a +1 rating, one shot on net. Kirill Kuzdrotsev, he is the number three star. The number two star for the Barracuda, Filip Bystedt. Bystedt with the overtime winner. It seals the victory. And he finishes with the goal, +1 rating, two shots on net. And the number one star, Igor Chernyshov, a 3-point game for Chernyshov. He had the goal and two assists. And for the rookie forward, he's now up to 15 points on the season, which it ties him for the team lead, along with Colin White. So White sitting at 15 points as well, and Chernyshov with the 3-point night. He's now leading the team with 8 goals and co-leading the team with 15 points. He is really, really heating up, and he has certainly enjoyed playing Abbotsford. He's got now 9 points in 4 games played, 5 goals and 4 assists for Chernyshov against the Abbotsford Canucks. Sold out barn tonight for Star Wars night. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and the Barracuda send them home happy with a 4-3 win. Gabe Carrier picks up the victory. He is now 4-0-2 over his last 6. He has won back-to-back games, both in OT. The losing goaltender, Nikita Tolopilo. Tolopilo is still sitting at 1 win on the year. He's 1-3-1 now after tonight's defeat. He's the losing goaltender as the Barracuda sweep the 2-game weekend series here at home with the Abbotsford Canucks. Cuda back on the ice on Wednesday as they host the Calgary Wranglers to close out this 3-game homestand. And then right after Thanksgiving, they've got a meeting with the Colorado Eagles in Colorado. That'll be a heck of a 2-game series, the top 2 teams in the American Hockey League's Pacific Division. So the Barracuda, 2 more points. They are right on the heels of Colorado for the top spot in the division. The Barracuda now up to 22 points on the year with tonight's victory. They have won 4 in a row, points now in 10 straight games. Colorado in action tonight. taking on the Tucson Roadrunners in Tucson. They fall by a score of 3-1, so the Barracuda are now within 3 points of the top spot in the Pacific Division. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. The Barracuda win this one 4-3 in overtime. They've won four in a row, have points now in 10 straight, and they have picked up points in all four games against the Canucks as they sweep this weekend series. Abbotsford has now dropped 14 of their last 15 games after tonight's loss. We're back on the air starting at 6:30 on Wednesday for CUDA Countdown as the Barracuda welcome in the Calgary Wranglers to Texiu Arena to close out this homestand. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for listening or watching, however you took in tonight's game, and reminding you of tonight's final score. Philip Bista, the overtime winner, and the Barracuda take down the Canucks by a final score of 4-3. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Reef, Texiu Arena here in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by Texiu, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.